Welcome back to Animonster, where we watch the shows so you don't have to. Today we're talking political power and the message. Jack is leading this one because I forgot to take notes. My parents toast-mated me mozzarella sticks and onion rings, so yeah, I'm going to be busy.
Just, we don't want eating noise in the background.
I can't promise those that. Those would be disturbing. I can't promise that. Okay. ASMR, who's ready?
Also, do you want to tell us what just happened to you?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I won $50,000 betting on horses in BitLife. I bet I gave someone a heart attack. I really hope I did.
Okay, let's quickly shift back to what we're supposed to be talking about. Steven Universe. Episode 49, The Message. So this is gonna be a very simple plot episode. Basically, Wailing Stone. It's an ancient gem method of communication.
We'd already seen it in a previous episode. I forget which one.
Oh. Well, yeah, for those of us who don't remember. And it's basically just like a weird pot jar-looking thing with a hole in it. And one of them went off.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a single notification. After what seems like 5,000 years. Maybe because it was 5,000 years in this case. Oh, and also it was really that annoying.
Mm-hmm.
And so Steven, who's with his dad at this point, has the idea to use his dad's audio equipment to try to, like, get the message. Because it's just a bunch of horrible static. Because I don't think the Wi-Fi is good in Homeworld.
Can we take a second to appreciate when Steven says, "My daddy-o knows audio."
Why? No, we cannot take a second to appreciate that because it was very cringe. Okay, yeah, sure. Let's take a second. Okay, 1 second. Done.
What did you just do? Why do I feel like I don't want to know?
I didn't do anything. I literally didn't do anything. I just stopped speaking. Yeah, they're like, there's nothing in the Zoom chat. Yeah, I didn't change anything. Yeah, basically, it turns out it's not an audio message. It's actually a video from our favorite character, Lapis Lazuli.
And unfortunately, Steven's daddy-o does not know video. Steven's daddy-o only knows audio. Video is a totally different department.
Yes. And ask you. Like, I mean, you of all people would know that.
Mm-hmm.
You of all people would know that. I was talking about, like, how video is a different department than audio.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I mastered both. I definitely feel like I know audio more.
Yeah.
I'm not a daddy-o, but I do know audio. I'm gonna drill this joke into the ground.
Oh gosh, this is gonna be like the new This Isn't Animosity Gaming.
Oh god, no, not that again.
Yeah, I know. But...
Props to you if you remember that.
Okay, Lapis sent the gem for video. I'm going to tell you exactly what it said. No, not exactly. There are gems coming to Earth. They are out for you. They do not like you. They want you to not exist. The end. Watch out.
I can guarantee you for a fact that is not exactly what she said. I'm gonna search it on YouTube just to make sure.
No, I know. I didn't mean like that. I meant like that was just the general. Like, that was generally what she said. There's a gem.
Shut up.
Well, multiple gems.
Okay, Amethyst, try it now.
I found the clip.
Never started a car with a key before.
Wait for it.
Wait, no!
Shut up.
I hear something. Steven!
Lapis? I did it!
I can't believe my flipping eyes.
Everyone, listen up.
I hope you're able to hear this. There's a gem that's looking for you. She even knew your name. I don't know how.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't tell her.
Exactly. Shut up.
She's on her way to Earth. And she's not alone. Steven, Homeworld It's not the way it used to be. Everything here is so advanced. I can't even understand it. There's no way anything on Earth can stand up to it. Please, don't put up a fight. It will only lead to devastation. It's paradox.
There we go. I've proven Jack wrong. Continue.
You made your point, and it took way too long.
I don't care. The point was made.
So, this gem who's being referenced is none other than the fandom's favorite character, Peridot.
We don't know that for a fact.
Well, I mean, yeah, we didn't know it for a fact. We could infer it was Peridot.
I don't know.
Because Peridot is very upset at this point.
I mean, I've seen it already. I've seen the show before, but we don't know for a fact that it's Peridot. It could be this totally new gem named like freaking Jasper or something like that. I don't know.
Right. Well, yeah, that's not what came to mind. And I just think I'm just thinking about like actual like real world rocks and minerals. That's not what came to mind. I was thinking something like topaz.
I wasn't even thinking.
No.
I wasn't even thinking of rock. I was thinking of generic names. Oh. So there's no way. There's no way that's going to happen.
Yeah, generic names. Like, I don't know. Steven or something. Hi, welcome to Homeworld. We name our gems differently. They're not gems. They're just normal names that we've pulled from the Earth.
Alright, so you want to move on to Political Power, the inferior episode?
Yeah, basically, there are gems coming to Earth, and it's not good.
Now let's hear about Mayor Dewey.
Mayor Dewey. Yeah, Mayor Dewey. The mayor of Beach City.
Allegedly.
Also, yeah, I just realized that Beach City... It's called Beach City, so it's probably a city, and that means it should have a mayor, as opposed to a 5-person board of selectmen. I think that's how that works. So yeah, he's probably the mayor. And I mean, sometimes he's good at his job, most of the time he's not. Also, he has a really bad, like, sunburn. Like, always. Okay, enough about Mayor Dewey. This episode's...
Well, it's still recording. So my computer just died. Hello.
Hi.
My computer died.
Recording.
It kept recording.
Oh, wait, yeah. I was acting like it was recording.
It was, but I don't know if it picked up anything. I don't know if it picked up what I said when my computer died, because I'm going to definitely have to take that out if it did, but I'm not going to check because I'm lazy.
Oh, well, sorry guys for the problem.
I thought my computer was plugged in.
Oh, wait, are you on your phone now?
No, I plugged my computer in. I have a MacBook. You plug it in, it can come back online in about like 10 seconds once you plug it in.
Yeah, okay, so now I will continue. Pearl built a weird machine and accidentally took out the power in all Beach City. No electricity. How is anybody going to survive? And so Steven talks to Mayor Dewey about this because Mayor Dewey is getting really concerned. And Mayor Dewey, by the request of Steven, tells everybody that the power is going to be back on by sundown, which it isn't, because we actually have no idea when the power is going to be back on. And then, yeah, he keeps stalling this, and then all of a sudden the power just turns back on. End of episode.
That's a lot shorter than I thought it was going to be. So yeah, I guess I'll spew my thoughts. For my thoughts on the message, Lapis is back, sort of. But I definitely prefer the message over Political Power. Because I don't like Mayor Dewey. I think he's annoying.
I honestly think he's kind of annoying as well. So, wait, was this the episode? Wait, did you actually watch Political Power?
I watched both of them, but I just didn't take notes.
Oh, wait, was this the episode where Mayor Dewey called the Crystal Gems Stephen's sisters and described them as the tall one, the purple one, and the hot one?
I think it was.
Yeah, well, that part just had me laughing.
The tall one, the purple one, the hot one. But is it referring to Garnet as the hot one or Pearl? That's what I actually can't figure out. Because Pearl and Garnet are both tall.
Well, here's the thing. I actually know. I think it's Pearl because then Pearl immediately comes to the door behind Steven and Mary Dewey looks like he's looking at her. And you know the way.
Oh, trust me. I know the way. So, yeah.
Do you know the way?
All right, you're done. You're done.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
All right, I'm wrapping it up here because Jack ruined it.
Yes. Yeah, we probably should have.
All right. Almost choked to death. Fun.
Yeah, you got the right Google lock.
Nah, I was betting on more horses and choking on water. I was betting on more horses and, you know, I lost my $50,000, so big sad.
This is like the third scuffed episode in the past four episodes.
Well, next time... I'm dying over here.
Next time's the finale.
Next time's the finale and our last podcast of 2020. Holy shit. Thank you all for listening to Animosity. I'm not going to go through the whole script because my throat is on fire. But, Jack, how about you give it a try? Because my throat actually hurts.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for listening to Animosity, but we watch the show so you don't have to. Make sure to check out any other podcasts that interest you in the same place you listen to this one. Send in voice messages at anchor.fm/jackbot4484/message. Oh, we have an official subreddit. Go to Reddit and search Animosity Podcast. It should pop up. Nobody has looked at it. Well, we don't look at it. So go crazy on there. Just, like, don't be mean. Don't be, like, racist, sexist. Yeah, so just go crazy on there. In, like, 5 or something years, we will do a video going through it, maybe. Also, Twitter, Jackbot4484, Instagram. Wait, no, that isn't in the script.
Nope.
Yeah, then I already did. Oh, we have the Discord server. Well, he has a Discord server. I don't have Discord. I don't know what it is called.
Well, because he refuses to get Discord.
Yeah, I have limits put on me that allow me not to get Discord.
Oof.
Okay. So we do apologize for all the scuffed episodes.
No, I don't. He might. I don't. This is what you get.
Yeah, well, bye.
Yep, he forgot YouTube channel. Animosity Official.
Oh, yeah, Animosity Official, thanks.
Thank you all for listening. My throat's on fire. Bye.